Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till at the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to have our good friend Joel Barker back in the show, one of the top futurists of our time. Joel, thanks again for being with us. JoelBarker.com, right?
JoelBarker.com. We'll get them to all the stuff that I'm doing.
Yeah, exactly. And also StarThrower.com if they want to see your films, right?
Yes, correct. So
check that out. Joel, one of the things you've introduced to us a few years ago was a new material. I say a new material, something that was pretty newly identified, and that's graphene.
Yep.
Now remind us why graphene is a big deal, and then we'll talk about some applications.
Yep, graphene is a carboned material. It's one atom thick. It is the strongest material that we have yet found, 200 times stronger than steel, weight for weight. It's made out of carbon, which we've got a lot of. And it, because of its strength and its electrical conductivity and other capabilities, it is a profound replacement material for many things now
and
that we're starting to run out of.
It's strong in stress and strain.
Exactly, in every direction. It's amazingly strong stuff. And what you, I mean, if you think of one atom thick, that's invisible for all intents and purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So you stack up 100,000 layers, and you have a very thin material that's still massively strong.
Think about how much stronger plywood is than a board.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Imagine that at the molecular level.
Yep. Exactly. And so we've been talking about carbon dioxide as a problem. Well, if you take the carbon out of carbon dioxide, you get pure carbon and you get oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, what looks like a waste material may be, in fact, a feedstock for graphene. Yeah.
And so now they're coming up. And you've also introduced this years ago. I mean, it's a lot of people are talking about it now, but we were talking about it 7-8 years ago. 3D printing.
Yep.
And they're talking about 3D printing of graphene.
And here's the trick, by the way. Stratasys, which is my favorite Minnesota company that was basically one of the founders of the whole 3D movement, but Stratasys has been working with plastics manufacturers and graphene producers to interweave graphene with plastic.
Huh.
So all of a sudden you have a plastic material that extrudes beautifully, you know, squirts out of the 3D gun very nicely, but it's squirting out this extraordinarily strong, reinforced material. And here we go in terms
so
of being
plastic is is wrapped or infused with graphene.
Infused.
So it's like an alloy, like a graphene plastic alloy.
It's like you're mixing it together to create a compound.
Wow.
That has not the pure strength of graphene, but much of the strength.
Well,
because
the plastic gives it bulk. It produces
exactly. It
produces mass quicker.
Exactly, and form.
Yeah,
and then you've loaded it with the graphene. They call them nano platelets.
Mm-hmm.
And the end result is you can get a material that's electrically conductive.
So, what would be the applications?
Just a list: computers, solar panels, airplane wings.
Hmm.
Think about being able to take the lightning and bring the lightning off the wing.
Wow.
With the graphene, okay? It goes on and on and on, because once you start this process, you realize how many places you can use it.
Strong and light.
Strong and light.
And conductive of electricity. Could be used for electronics, things like that.
Yep. Yep, batteries. They're printing 3D batteries with this material. And, Jim, the thing that I find most interesting is companies are setting themselves up to supply the material in pellet form.
So here's
tells
a thought.
You it's the here's supply chain is beginning to be built.
Here's a thought, Joel. The Obama administration has declared carbon dioxide a dangerous gas.
Yeah,
They by government fiat, they just called it that. What if this... the developments and growth in the development of graphene, the understanding and the application of graphene, turns carbon dioxide from the carbon in carbon dioxide from a dangerous gas to a commodity traded on this on this exchange. How about that?
Well, think about every coal plant producing producing that material as it's, you know, taking the carbon out of the carbon dioxide. Now, by the way, I don't know how easy it is to separate the carbon from the oxide.
Right.
You know, I mean that's a catalytic.
But the bottom line is, we'd go from carbon being a lot of people's enemy to it being a commodity we all want. We want more of.
We want more of, and as we capture it in the plastic forms, we hold it, we sequester it,
right,
so it doesn't get into the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. So, no, it's lots of stuff is starting to change now. We are very much at new edges.
Completely. So our grandchildren, great grandchildren. Looking back and with the world of amazing carbon capability around them, and maybe making their living, thank God for carbon, and they look back and read you know, when you and I were alive, and they'd say, boy, they hated carbon back then. What was wrong with those guys?
Yeah. Well, and it's, you think about the resources we use today that get reflected exactly that way.
And I'm going to say it again, Joel. These are the kinds of conversations everybody on both sides of the climate change debate, these are the kinds of conversations we should be having together.
Exactly.
Instead of I'm right and you're wrong.
Yep. This
is the common ground, folks, that we've got to be focusing on. There's a pony in here in this, all this stuff that we're complaining about. JoelBarker.com is the website, folks. I hope you check out his website. I promise you, you'll get smarter when you do. Joel and I will be right back. There's a car out there in your future that might only have 64 parts, and it might be printed by a printer. How about that? We're going to talk about that with Joel after these messages. Stay with us.
Well, our hearts be like thunder. I don't know why they don't.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.